106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Big story from, I guess, a couple of weeks ago was the draft plans for the Lake Louise ski area, giving up some of their leasehold to be returned to Parks Canada in return for the ability to potentially down the road develop some other areas. And I understand some mixed reactions, both for and against this new draft site guidelines.
This process is about expansion. Mm-hmm. It's about increasing what's on offer and increasing skiers. And anytime you increase commercial development, especially at a ski hill in a national park, and you're increasing the number of users, number of people in that area in a day, and the possibility of users in the summer, because that is grizzly bear habitat, mm-hmm. you really have to do your work about what's appropriate and balance the needs of the national park and what the national park is there for, and the business interests of the ski hill. You have three ski hills here that are in a national park. They don't operate under the same conditions as ski hills in BC, like Whistler, Blackcomb, because they don't answer to that higher level, and it's a competitive industry.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time any kind of expansion has taken place in any of these ski resorts? I mean, sometimes they'll upgrade chairs, they'll work within whatever they've already got, but adding new terrain, it just doesn't happen very often.
No, and that's exactly why this process was created by Parks Canada, was to address that issue and also do it within a framework where other needs and concerns and what is needed for the national park are considered. Mm-hmm. Some of the concerns about the new development, and we have a former superintendent in Baffin National Park, Kevin Van Tegum, speaking out as well.
When you get a guy like Kevin Van Tegum, a former park superintendent, I mean, that's someone whose opinion I think carries some weight here.
He knows the process from the inside, and it's clear since leaving as a superintendent, Ms. Van Tegum has been more outspoken. Mm-hmm. Some would lay that as a criticism against him.
He doesn't have to answer to anybody anymore. But, so,
and with the knowledge he has and the experience he has, mm-hmm. he's almost like a window into what are some of the fundamental things that might not work, or what are some of the things that will work. And one of the things he specifically identified, and I definitely agree with, there is a concern, is that there is possibility with this agreement that the ski hill can develop ski terrain outside of its lease. Why do we have leases?
You know, at the same time, though, I think Lake Louise has been operating in National Park for a very long time. They've been pretty good environmental stewards during that time, and I don't think they're just going to do something crazy like that. I mean, they're not going to be bullying their way through this whole process. That would be counterproductive.
They are in this process, mm-hmm. and that's key, because we need all our ski hills to go through this process because it's necessary. We need to understand, because these are our national parks and these are our lands, what are the future goals for use of them? It's just sunshine left.
Yeah, Mount Norquay has already done this. That's why they've got like Via Ferrata and the new summer use stuff. Lake Louise is going through the process. Marmot Basin up in Jasper is in the middle of that. And like you mentioned, Sunshine Village, they're kind of the stragglers in this particular pack.
Sunshine Village has serious parking issues. And that's one of the things that Parks Canada, I believe, wants to seriously address through site guidelines. But with the Lake Louise one, my biggest concern is 2 weeks for public input in June. How about all summer? This is really important. We're getting a lot of good feedback from people looking at what's proposed and bringing up concerns. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to see is this process actually address concerns, not just collect them and ignore them.